So, where are we at? Or is it 3 minutes in?
Okay, and clapping. Wow, it got hot in here quick.
Oof.
Must just be my sexuality. All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I need a quick drinky. I need to make sure not to show the McDonald's logo on it.
Yeah, you'd be sued again. Little do you know, you haven't been sued yet.
Yes.
Don't sue us, please.
What? Why? What happened? Why is that doing that? Come back. What the fuck is happening? That really...
I think it idles. No?
It didn't before.
Oh, you're right.
Huh. All right. Whatever. We'll watch for it and turn it back on if we have to. You have to move a little bit closer, I think, and sit a little bit taller.
I can't, dude.
You can't.
Do you have a phone book or something?
You'll be good there. All right. What the hell was I going to say?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
There we go. I like that. Good. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Man Cave Broadcast. Our review of E3 continues with this video of Ubisoft and their conference. I am Shane Murphy. I'm joined again by Mr. Eric Velez. How are you?
Not bad.
I hate you so much. Every video so far, you've gotten me. I'm just like,
ruin it.
So, Oh, man.
Has all to happen.
Anyways, so we've now watched the Ubisoft conference. We've been both blown away and not blown away in equal parts, I think. But I really did enjoy the fact that to start it out, Aisha Tyler coming out to yell the conference at us and joined by Matt Stone and Trey Parker from the South Park series. What'd you think about them coming out and saying hey and their introduction?
I had a feeling. It really didn't seem like they wanted to be there. Well, it almost like
I think that's
instantly
them.
He walked outside was like, oh, by the way, everybody, these microphones are fucking dumb. And they just went off and they're like, yep, we knew how to play it, make a game. So we just did.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks. Bye. And it was really short, but just you still got to respect those guys.
It was very, very South Park. You're right. I mean, the first two sentences, you're already dropping F-bombs in the show.
And like, that paved the way for the whole Ubisoft. Everybody's like, well, free reign.
Let's go. Let's do it.
F-bombs away.
I mean, Aisha Tyler's never been shy about swearing in her conferences, but I mean, it was pretty interesting seeing it come out like that.
Yep.
So they came out with their sequel to South Park, The Stick of Destiny, which, have you played The Stick of Destiny?
It was
I really love it.
It was like actually playing a TV show.
Yes.
It was like I was in it and I customized my own guy. It's farting everywhere. It's great.
I thought that The Stick of Truth. Oh yeah. What am I saying? The Stick of Destiny. The Stick of Truth.
Is this the Derek?
What am I doing? Was a terrific game, and you're right. The artwork was perfect for it. Like it felt like you were in a TV episode, you know, just like we were talking about Cuphead in what was the EA conference?
Yep.
Yeah. Cuphead looking like a playable cartoon, which I think somebody in IGN said it. They're like, if you have said that a game is a playable cartoon before, you have wasted that phrase up until now.
Yep.
Cuphead looks fantastic. But the Stick of Truth and the South Park games, which the new one is called The Fractured Butthole.
if you say it fast enough, that's where they get you.
The Fractured Butthole.
W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get like a butthole. Get it.
Yeah. Emphasize on the butt.
Right.
And the hole.
I
actually just got it right now.
Did you?
Yes.
So did I.
Just right now. You said it, I was like... Okay, I get it now. Matt and Trey Parker, you're still getting people.
It's honestly been throwing me off the whole time. Like, what does the fractured butthole mean?
Fractured butthole. Damn it. How did I not think of that?
I can't believe it took me a day. I'm kind of upset.
You just trolled us.
Yeah.
That was live reaction, by the way, when we just realized.
That was real life. Now... It still looks just as good as the Stick of Truth, and they came out and they're showing the same stuff. They're showing like their Lord of the Rings style episode, and then halfway through they go, "Oh wait, we're not doing
Professor
Lord of the
Chaos
Rings."
Came out and he was like, "Hello, everybody!" They're like, "Oh, this is the wrong game."
Yeah, we're not doing this anymore, guys. We're playing superheroes.
It went and changed and came back. So I was like, yes, Mysterio.
Exactly. Guys, the Coon, all of them. Like, I really like this idea. And I like the fact that they've easily set themselves up for a trilogy now, because you had their Lord of the Rings. You've had, now you got the superhero ones. I think the next one that would come up would be their fun times with weapons.
Yeah.
With the ninjas and the way they change into like the
full anime. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Like they had that anime style. I could easily see that being, or do you think that that's something that they might like side mission?
I think they'd probably incorporate it in this one, just because that would be an entire game they'd have to do. And right. I don't know. It's really hard to say with those two, but they can make a whole game off of, because the whole Lord of the Rings episode. I mean, that was like what, two episodes?
Lord of the Rings, I think, was three.
Three, okay.
Yeah.
And the Coon and Friends, that was a good chunk of episodes as well.
Exactly.
So, and that was just one episode. So maybe it'd be a side mission, but if they make a full game out of it, that'd be good.
I think it'd be fun.
I'd still play it.
I'd like it. So it was a cool way to open up the show. I like those guys a lot. Their humor gets me. I've liked them from the very beginning when they first came out. I was in elementary school, by the way, when South Park started.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Neither was I. I snuck viewings of it, of course, but I specifically remember being in like third and fourth grade and a kid coming in with a, oh my God, they killed Kenny, you bastard shirt, and getting kicked out of school for the day because he had to go change his shirt. I can't believe they've been around that long.
Yeah,
that's a childhood show for me.
Well, like, didn't even think about like the Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. That came out when I was junior high, maybe. Yeah, junior high. It's like sixth or seventh grade.
Right. So it's been around forever.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to see that they're doing more with it. So that was a good way to start. I like that way of starting off the Ubisoft conference. Then they went on and they moved to another game. This is where we started having some technical difficulties again. It wouldn't be a Man Cave broadcast show without technical difficulties, man. Like every damn day.
That's true. That's technology.
But they showed off For Honor.
I was watching it while you were running around.
Freaking out of my mind. Like, what's going on? And you're just sitting back on your iPhone like, this is sick.
Yeah, they really, really took care of that game. And they mixed some of the fun parts of, like, it had that Shadow of Mordor feel.
Okay.
Is that the game name?
Yeah.
Shadow of Mordor. And a little bit of a Witcher, Game of Thrones action, but just that vibe. And they actually got four versus four,
right.
I think. Yeah, and then they showed the play, and it was gruesome. I like blood, murder. Yeah. That's fun to watch, fun to play. So
what I liked about it was this was a medieval era game. You've got swords, broadswords, axes, you know, bow and arrow, and it wasn't a fast game. I mean, it looked like a chess battle in motion.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever watch those shows, those history shows where they're like, oh yeah, you see these movies where guys are just woo, swinging their sword around. It's unrealistic because those swords were huge and heavy and just pure steel. Fighting in those times was slow. You had to be basically like a dancer, an artist behind that blade. And that's a lot of what I saw with For Honor was timing, deciding where you were going to be swinging and having to execute and hopefully, you know, getting right with it. So I like it. I thought that was a very interesting take on it instead of just being a superhero Viking god that swings your sword around like it's paper.
Yeah. That's kind of how The Witcher is, so.
Yeah. But The Witcher is also a magical being, clearly.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just magicked his muscles.
He's magicked his muscles.
Yeah. That's great. Next up we had The Division again. Been showing up over and over throughout this conference, and I'd be honest, it looks great every single time. Like, I've said it and I'll probably say it in every single video, but particle effects, they keep showing them off and they keep looking great, and they're showing off this Frostbite engine and it's terrific. I think it's great. What'd you think?
I've had a crush on The Division for months,
right?
And they actually show the gameplay, which again, bigger crush on it, but I'm scared of it.
Why?
Because that will create multiple assholes online. you can ruin somebody's day.
And that's
and
a great point.
I just don't trust anybody. I don't trust people.
They showed off a multiplayer demo video there where they showed, what, three, four guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. going through town, and it looked really similar to the stuff that they've done in the past. And then they get to the very end, or you know, the middle part where they're showing they come up upon a group of enemies taking selfies. And I thought that was pretty funny. And then another group of multiplayer players comes up behind them, and they're like, "Whoa, what do we do?"
You can't hear them, so you're like, "Should we kill them?" Okay, right. And then those groups start shooting the bad people, so you're like, "All right, they're cool then.
Yeah,
let's team up.
They're good." And so they team up with them, and they're going to do this evacuation or an extraction. They've picked up loot already, this main group, and they've seen the other guys have gotten loot, and they start thinking, "Well, you know what? I wonder what these guys have."
Yeah.
And then, like you said, should we
do it? Yeah, let's just kill them.
Boom.
Let's go. And then everybody's killing. They're like, their friends are killing. And it's like, no.
I don't want that. And I thought it was cool. But then what I really liked at the end, you know, even with the hokey dialogue, you know, because they're trying to make this movie be like, oh, you were saying like, oh, check corners. Are we good? Yep. Drop and frag.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
move. My plan's like, go.
Yeah.
Just run. Oh,
you know, everyone is going to be like, let's, move. Get out of the way.
We don't want to go get all aggro on them.
Yeah, we don't want to pull aggro. Like, I've never used pull aggro in my over 10 years of playing. Like, what does that mean? That's a total MMO term.
Yep.
But in the very end, I thought it was awesome because the three guys, these three main people, are trying to get out of there to do this extraction. And then one dude's like, you know what? Screw the rest of my team. Just kills his two teammates that he's been playing with, takes their loot, and gets the hell out of Dodge. Like, That was sweet.
That was pretty cool. But that's what I'm scared of. I'm like, no, I like teamwork sometimes.
Right.
I don't know.
And it's like, what am I going to do? Now, as much as I don't like it, that style of play, I think The Division looks terrific. But I also know that with the Dark Souls series, like, people are getting used to that. Like, the Dark Souls is a brutal game, and it's especially brutal with getting, you know, traitors coming through, like saying, oh, I'm gonna help you out, whatever, boom, killing the people.
I'm so used to like GTA.
Yeah,
is that when you're like, you know what, I don't want to work with anybody, I just want to do a mission. Dad,
yeah,
you spawn again, damn it, these people are chasing me, like, I don't want to do anything,
right?
I don't know, but
so, like, I kind of want to see. I bet they're gonna have different types of like gameplay options, like, can you be killed by other, you know, PvP,
true,
or just PvE. What are the differences going to be? Now, one thing that you made a point about was, like, these guys walked up behind them, this other group, and they're like, well, what do we do? Should we kill them? Should we not? Like, I think in a game in this day and age when everyone has a microphone and you know that pretty much everyone's going to have a microphone, like, you should be able to hear these other people as they get closer to you.
That's like DayZ.
Yeah, DayZ.
DayZ, you can slowly hear. It's like, wait, do you hear that? Who's talking?
Right.
The closer you get, it's... They should do that.
They should. I think it's the smart thing to do.
It probably,
It would definitely bring in the involvement, not the involvement, the immersement.
And that's cool because all the little kids playing online, they can't play after 9, and I'm there at like midnight,
right,
screaming, ha, ah, fuck you.
They're like, stop, just talking to the British people.
Stop, no, stop killing me. Please stop. No, run.
Nope. Going aggro. Going aggro.
Not today. Going aggro. Next up, we had, Anno 2205? Anno 2205?
Yeah.
Which we thought, like, looked really good. It starts off good, and then turns into a space sim city kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it really threw me off with the way that they changed the look on it. And that's one thing that drives me crazy, absolutely crazy, about gameplay trailers. Or just game trailers in general. They'll show a full CGI trailer, you know, running through a city, shooting, blah, blah, blah. And then here comes your top-down view where you are in a turn-based game moving stuff around.
It's weird, though, because, like, say 5 years ago, that would be – we know the difference between, oh, this is actual gameplay.
Right.
And now games are getting so good, you don't even know.
Right.
I feel like, is this still – is this game – okay. Well, let's give it a try.
Let's do it. So, I wasn't a huge fan of Anno 2205, and there wasn't really a lot to learn from it. They didn't have very much of a gameplay trailer at all, so there wasn't much we could get from it.
Yeah.
So, next up was Just Dance 2016. Let's talk about a stumbling block.
Oh.
I mean, for one, I'm not a Just Dance kind of guy. I'm not Dance Central. I don't like the dancing games. It's not my bag. If I'm going to play a game like that that's a party game, Rock Band. Guitar Hero. Give me one of those.
Yeah.
The dancing games aren't for me. But apparently they're for a lot of people because they keep making them.
Yeah.
People keep buying them, clearly. What did you think? Did you like it at all? Do you care? Did you like any specific part of it, like the graphics or anything?
No, didn't really care. I mean, I don't have a connect or anything, so I really can't play even if I wanted to, but...
Now, that is a good point, though. They did mention that for Just Dance 2016, that if you don't have a Kinect or if you don't have a PSI, that doesn't matter anymore. You can actually use your phone. Oh, so they were showing that you can put your phone, you know, on your console or whatever, and it will scan you and watch you. So
that changes it. I'm going to play it.
Right. But it is cool that they're doing stuff like that. Like they're saying, hey, we want everyone to be involved. And we say we want everyone involved. We want everyone involved.
And they actually set up automatic streaming. So when people go and play, they can just upload straight to YouTube or whatever they're going to use their streaming service with. But
yeah,
I thought it was pretty interesting, especially that it's just he came out there like, yeah, we're the best game.
Yeah.
It was just like the guy when he announced Peggle 2. Peggle 2! And just jumped and no one clapped. I was like, that kind of, it was that feel. But
exactly.
Those are the days.
Now, to wrap up Just Dance 2016, they brought out Jason Derulo singing his new number one song. And, man, I don't know if it was the audio going to the mixer that was going to the broadcast or if he's just that bad or if, you know, maybe his in-ear monitors don't work. Because I've played live on stage. Like, I've played in a band before. I'm a front man. I sing. I understand bad performances, but when you're paid millions of dollars a year to sing and you get up there and Jason Derulo just sounds like a dying seal,
it's had to be something technical, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah,
I was, again, I like seeing murder and blood just happen, so I was just, this is real, we this got is to really see happening blood. This is really happening.
It was bad, man. I wasn't impressed. He sounded bad. It was a stumbling block for me. Like, it pulled me out of that conference really, really quick.
Yeah.
Then they went ahead and bounced over to Rainbow Six Siege. Again, that's a big one that we've been seeing. Now, this one, we got to see some awesome gameplay. Yeah. What'd you think about that gameplay? Because that's totally new from what we've seen. It was set up in like a bank instead of the house like we're always seeing. Give me your thoughts on it.
I've never been really big in any Rainbow Six games, but this one goes, a lot of the games, like going back to the Division, is like team players working like that. Like I played Payday, you have to be a team player because you can't kill each other.
Okay.
This one, again, I just don't trust people. I don't trust anybody online. It's like, I mean, I got friends to play with, but I don't trust them either.
Right.
But I don't know, Rainbow Six, Tom Clancy, he's killing it this year.
Clancy really is. And it's too bad he's dead because he was awesome. Like, the stuff that he came up with was terrific.
Yeah.
As far as the gameplay video and what they were showing, I thought that Rainbow Six Siege looked absolutely terrific. Now, the different stuff they were showing off, the different graphical quality and the gameplay elements that they showed, I thought was terrific. You know, at one point, the Rainbow Six team, they've started to defuse this bomb and they're waiting for terrorists to come in to try and take it back. And the guy goes, hey, can you blow a hole in this wall over
here?
Yeah,
that was
cool.
You
do this here? Can you do that? And the guy just goes over. Yeah. Just takes a shotgun and just boom, boom, blows two holes in the wall and he can look down through the stairs.
See people running up.
Fully destructible environment.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
I guess they've done it before because they were calling him out at the end. Like, oh, you guys finally won one.
Yeah.
The guy's right, thanks.
Sick burn, bro. I thought that was very cool. I like the little remote drone that he was sending. Something that caught my eye. So, like, this drone's going through the hallway and he's looking at terrorists and stuff. And at one point, the drone drives and, like, goes over, like, a crack or a raised part in the ground and it moves according to the ground. Little details like that really, really set it apart, I thought.
Yeah, that. Those games, they're taking care of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's a game I'd buy.
Right. And if I'm correct, Siege pretty much got, like, game of show last E3.
Did they?
Yeah. And so they were, I think they're under a lot of pressure to be like, we have to release a perfect game. Like, this can't be a Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
You know? So that is one I'm really excited for. You're kind of on the fence still?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give it a try.
It's fair enough.
Again, there's blood, murders. So I'm in.
And then the one of the last ones they had was Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So we got a bit more of that. This one we got more of Evie, the sister, the twin sister. Mm-hmm. We got to see her gameplay. We didn't really get to see gameplay, but we saw the trailer, got an idea of what she has. Has her cane sword. You know, she's got her throwing knives that she can do. So it's going to be a very similar story, obviously. Those two are
together. Is that allowed for Xbox Oneers? I think that was one of the things. Was like, never mind.
Okay.
We'll wait for the other channel.
I think it's very cool. Now, something that I've been meaning to bring up, and for some reason I keep forgetting, but this is clearly starting off like the year of the heroine. Not the drug, but the actual, like, female hero.
Oh, yeah, the big...
They keep...
Big female.
You know, they roles. Keep showing these roles that are female-led. I think it's freaking cool. Like, I don't like stuff that's shoehorned in to be shoehorned in.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a lot of people that are... You know, up in arms about, oh, there's no female heroines anymore showing up in these games. And it's like, well, why is it so important? Like, is it just because you're trying to have equality? Is it just because you want to see it? Like, if it doesn't fit in the game, don't have it there.
Yeah.
If a male character doesn't fit in the game, then don't have it there. But I think that they're doing it right. Fallout showed that you can have a male or a female character, and it was pretty obvious. Like, you got a married couple. Why not? You could have one or the other. And then this one shows, Assassin's Creed says, hey, you got twins here.
Yeah.
One's a brother, one's a sister. Do you want to be the brother or the sister? I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Witcher has that feel too, because you can play a girl. I just kind of spoiled it for people.
I think they've all gotten that part. But I know what you're talking about. You could play at least part way through, right?
Yeah.
So... they show that Lara Croft, you know, Tomb Raider,
the original, which
I think is, yeah, even the original and the reboot. Cause I mean, obviously it's Lara Croft, but I think the original was a bit too sexualized and it threw a lot of people off. Whereas
like the first one.
Yeah. The original,
the square boobs.
Yeah. And, when you have the reboot with the new Lara Croft, I think the actress is fantastic that they've mocapped. I think that, The story is really good for her. They dress her appropriately.
Yeah.
I think that's helped out a lot. And the fact that she's, again, not a superhero. Like this girl, you know, in the original or the remake of Tomb Raider, first 5 minutes in, she gets impaled on a piece of rebar.
Yeah.
Like, they don't mess around with her. They're not going to, like, Ubisoft has basically come out and said, yes, we will have female heroines. Yes, we will put girls in our game, but they're going to get just as beat up as our male characters would. Like, mm-hmm. If you want this, we're going to go full bore with it. And I dig it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to go.
They're also always faster than, like, the male. It's like
they're lighter on their feet.
The agility is just quicker.
I think it's very cool. So, that's good. And then... To finish out the Ubisoft conference, the surprise announcement that you and I both just kind of sat back and were like, what?
It was a long trailer. It was a good 2-3 minutes of just like,
What's it going to be?
I thought it was Payday. I went, nah, it might not be Payday. Maybe it's a Call of Duty. No, it's not.
I thought it was just Cause 3.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I was like, oh, wait, maybe it's not a Ubisoft game. Ghost Recon, Wildlands. Like, out of left field.
Yeah.
No one saw it. It was a surprise announcement. No one knew this was coming.
That was such a good trailer, too.
It was great.
The way they filmed it or CG it, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. It was fun to watch.
Showing the different ways to take down a target. You know, it didn't feel quite as Ghost Recon-y as it should, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a gameplay trailer. Well, actually, it did show gameplay elements in there.
Yeah. That's why I was like, because it had that Payday feel, right. And I was just like, this has to be.
Right, whereas I'm used to the Ghost Recon of one shot, one kill. I mean, when you're playing and, boo, someone hits you, you're down.
Yeah.
It didn't quite have that as much, but I think that they understand their audiences nowadays are just a bit more lazy.
Go on. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's true, though.
But it looked great. Like, I'm very excited. I thought that for both of us to just sit back and be like, oh, my God. Shows that people want it.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, it was great. So Ghost Recon looks good. Assassin's Creed looks great. I'm good on Rainbow Six Siege. I want to play it. And who knows? Hopefully it's not like Titanfall, where people play it for a little bit and then like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know.
Never play it. So
Division. Man. I think the Division, I'm afraid. I really am. Like, yeah. It's just been so long. You know. And it got pushed back again.
Yep.
Just Dance. I'm going to go ahead with a hard skip on that one.
I don't know, man. I might sneak it in. Give it a go.
For Honor looks awesome. I'm excited about seeing the rest of that. And then Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
The Fractured Butthole.
South Park, The Fractured Butthole. So, all right. Well, it's 5 o'clock, man. We got another conference to watch. So, again, thank you for watching. This is the third part of our E3 coverage series. I am Shane Murphy. This is Eric Velez. You can catch us at Man Cave Broadcast at mancavebroadcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out our podcast. This audio will be up there as well. And subscribe to our YouTube page. It's going to be this button right here. Maybe it's here. So weird. It's so weird. Anyways, we're the Man Cave Broadcast. Thank you again. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Peace out.